lot.
What do you call the place where you might keep your horses?
Stable.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows out?
What? No.
Okay. Where do you keep your hogs and pigs?
In stalls.
In the barn.
What would you call the kind of farm where they just have milk cows?
A dairy farm.
Have you ever used that word dairy for something else, like maybe where you keep the vegetables to store them, like for the winter?
No.
I think that's kind of gone out of use. What do you call a place around the barn, like you said, where you might keep that stacked up hay or?
The barn lot, I like.
Okay. What would you call the place where you let the cows go out to graze?
Pasture.
Was this fenced in or not?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
No.
Okay. Do you know what a word for thinning it out in, or thinning cotton out?
Sure do.
Oh, okay. What do you call the grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
I don't know.
Okay. What's the difference between, let's see, corn and cotton grow in
a field?
Okay. Tobacco is grown in a
patch.
Okay. What's the difference between a patch and a field? I mean, is there any size difference or just what? What kind of thing?
Not really. That's what I've always heard it called. Most of the times a tobacco patch is smaller than a field, cornfield or something. It's a specified part, but in cornfield sometimes it's not. I don't know what any other difference would be.
What kind of things do you typically think of growing in a patch?
Strawberries and tobacco.
Alright.
Cabbage.
What's the difference between a field and a pasture? Or would you say they're
No, I don't think there's any differences. Maybe a pasture sometimes has more rocks or hills in it, and it's not convenient for farming. It's not a difference.
Is a field fenced in?
Most of the time.
What kinds of fences might you have around your house?
There are some wood fences. Where I live, there's some wood fences. Most of the time, they're wire. Barbed wire. That's all I think of. Hot wire sometimes. It's a thin wire that's stretched around something. If an animal touches it or something, it's shocked.
Let's see. Have you seen those fences that just maybe pieces of wood about 3 inches wide and covered corners at the top? You mean those kind of fences?
Yes, but not around fields and around houses.
The white rail fence. What other kind of wire fences might there be?
I can't think of the name.
Okay, have you seen any maybe that look like this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what that might be?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to think of.
The hexagon pipes.